It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headlee. Today we celebrate the furry, scaly, and sometimes feathered creatures that make our lives a little bit richer. And we want you to show us your pictures of your pets. So you can post those pictures on our Facebook page, or you can tweet them to us at OST Talk. Homeless pets are everywhere in Georgia. The issue's been labeled the biggest challenge facing shelter and rescue operations in our state. Here to talk with me about this is Gloria Dorsey, Vice President of Community Education at the Atlanta Humane Society. Hi, Gloria.
Hi, Celeste.
And also with us is Jessica Rock, a founding partner at Animal Law Source. Hi, Jessica.
Hi.
But let's go to Gloria, because there is a particular problem with homeless pets in Georgia that is unique to our state. And I know that there's a big push right now. I saw that there's a new push to try to make Georgia a no-kill shelter state. And my first thought was, how is that possible? How could we go from where we are to there?
Well, it's a very big challenge, Celeste, but I think one of the ways that we do that is by improving the quality of animal services. And first on the list would be spay and neuter.
Okay. Now, this is a particular problem in Georgia, and it's a problem in other southern states as well. Why don't people here, especially outside Metro Atlanta, why don't they spay and neuter their pets?
Well, there are lots of reasons why they don't, but I think most of the time it boils down to a situation where they either intentionally or unintentionally allow their pets to reproduce and find themselves unable to adequately address the end result of that.
Is there a culture here that prevents people from deciding to get their pets spayed?
Possibly a culture, but I would say that one of the main reasons why it happens is that people just are not necessarily aware of the types of resources that are available to them to prevent this issue from happening.
That they can get a low-cost spay and neuter.
That is correct.
And let's talk about the law related to that, because at some point, if you're breeding your pet a lot, don't you come up against laws about breeders?
Well, yes, there are some laws in place or ordinances, as I guess you would call it, in terms of regulating breeders in every county. So we have federal laws, we have state laws,
and then
we have county
laws. Counties.
When it comes to these issues, yes. The only thing in terms of state laws that we have mostly deal with the cruelty and dogfighting side of things. However, I do want to tell you that part of what we do is work on legislation. And one of the bills that has been talked about is to try to put something in place that places stricter regulations on breeders so that when you purchase an animal from somewhere that you know exactly where this animal is coming from in an attempt to prevent puppy mills.
Because there's a lot of amateur breeders
so
who aren't registered and licensed breeders.
Correct.
Now, here's the thing, Gloria. As I understand it, part of a problem comes when a pet has a litter and the owner was not equipped to handle six cats.
Yes.
And so they drop off the entire litter at the shelter.
Yes.
How big a problem is that?
Well, it's a very big problem simply because it affects a lot of animals, and over time, the numbers just multiply very quickly.
Okay, so Jessica, is it illegal to abandon a pet?
Yes, it is. It is actually and again, this is another state law that is in effect. A lot of county ordinances consider it a crime as well. But yes, it is a misdemeanor offense to abandon your animal.
And what does that mean? Misdemeanor means that you pay a fine?
That means that you can serve up to a year in jail and pay up to a $1,000 fine. That is standard across the board for any misdemeanor in the state of Georgia that's not a high and aggravated misdemeanor. Doesn't mean you're going to get that, but that's where the judge's discretion lies.
But it also means that you have to get caught.
Correct.
And we have heard from our own listeners who say they saw someone abandoning a pet and they called the police. And look, the police have perhaps other crimes that are more serious to attend to, and they never show up. So how many people, do we have any idea how many people actually get prosecuted for abandoning animals?
Unfortunately, I will tell you very few. And part of the reason for that is, yes, as we know, especially in a state, well, in an area like Metro Atlanta, we do have a lot of crime and a lot of very serious crime. So the police officers, animal control officers do have to use the resources for you know, the most serious of crimes first. However, the other big issue with abandonment cases is it's often very difficult to track down people who abandon their animals. Some of these folks are very transient in terms of they don't have a stable cell phone, they don't have a stable residence, and so they may just pack up and leave one day. And as I had a case a long time ago as a prosecutor where somebody actually locked a young dog in a bathroom and put a muzzle on it and locked it in the bathroom, moved out of their apartment and left. Now, thankfully, the great police department was able to track her down and she was prosecuted and did do jail time. But that is not the norm. The norm is you have people dumping dogs in certain areas where they don't think they're going to get caught. You have people leaving animals behind, tied up to a tree in the backyard. And unfortunately, a lot of times it's just very difficult to track them down.
Gloria, if I am walking down the street or jogging down the street and I see a stray pet, what do I do?
Well, you want to, number one, be very cautious about approaching an animal that you don't know. And I think that the first thing you would want to do is have animal control on your call list so that you can get them involved as quickly as possible.
Even if some people don't call because they're afraid it's somebody's pet, right?
Yes.
So even if this is somebody's pet who's gotten outside of the gate or out of the fence, I still should call animal control?
You should, because if you do that, then you can be certain that that animal will stand a better chance of being reunited with its owner.
Especially if it's microchipped.
Absolutely.
Okay, so A, adopt your pet, don't buy it. B, don't leave your pet behind when you leave the apartment or the house. C, make sure the pet is a spayed or neutered. And D, if you see a pet that without a human being, call animal control.
Call animal control.
Jessica, is that a fair list?
I would 100% agree with that. I think the only thing that I would add is one of the things we have such trouble with in Georgia is about 30% of our counties don't have an animal control, don't have an animal shelter. And oftentimes law enforcement doesn't think that, you know, when it comes to animals or abandonment or anything that, you know, that that's part of their job duties. So I think another very important component of this is education to law enforcement, education to different counties, board of commissioners that need to put, you know, things in place so that they have an animal shelter, so that they have an animal control, that there's a place for these animals to go when they are roaming the streets. And that goes for a whole host of reasons, including the fact that it can be a danger to the community to have that many strays. I don't know if you heard about the case in Oglethorpe County in 2009, but an elderly couple was mauled to death by a pack of dogs. Now, that's obviously a rare circumstance, but...
But it's not rare for an animal to bite.
Correct.
Gloria, Georgia has a problem with homeless pets.
Yes.
And it is a problem that is more severe here than in many, many other states. In fact, in some places, the shelters don't have enough animals to accommodate all the people who want to adopt. So the idea of reaching a point where we actually have families to take all the dogs out of the shelter, where we're not filling the shelters with more litters of pet, that seems so far off to me. How do we get there from here, and is it realistic?
I think it's probably more idealistic than realistic, but I think it's doable. And I think the first thing we do is start looking seriously at the laws that those states have been able to put in place and see if indeed we can have an application here within Georgia, because if they're doing it, it means that it can be done.
Jessica, is it possible in Georgia to enact the kind of laws that have worked in other places? Realistically?
I'm not familiar with any particular laws per se in other jurisdictions that have made this problem work better. I will tell you a lot of what I see believe you mentioned before, is there a cultural issue? I do see when you compare some of the northern states and some of the states out west to eastern southern states, oftentimes you do see a bit of a, I don't know if you would call it cultural or what you necessarily deem it, but, and I hate to categorize all Georgians or all people who live in the South, but you do tend to see animals being cared for and treated better as a whole in some other states than you do here.
Partly because of the rural nature of many southern states where pets, these pet dogs and cats were seen as farm animals, right?
And that could be a possibility. I also think, unfortunately, we have a big dog fighting problem here, and we have a huge population of folks who will literally tie their animal outside as a guard dog. And unfortunately, in a lot of places, that is not illegal. So we do need to work on our specific city and county ordinances to ban things such as tethering.
And Jessica, the law has been changing. We've been seeing things, for example, even federal law has made certain actions against an animal a felony at this point. How do we see the law evolving when it comes to pets?
There is some, I guess, misunderstanding sometimes about the law. The animal cruelty, especially in Georgia and many other states, has been a felony for a very long time. It's just that every state has their own definition of what actions, that make that a felony. But we have a lot of laws with animals now in this year, 2016, much more than we ever did before. And you see people taking it a lot more seriously. So even with the abandonment laws, I mean, people are starting to, I think, recognize the importance of doing what they can to try to find those owners so that they don't do this again. Sometimes it is about punishment, but sometimes it is about letting somebody know the seriousness of what they're doing and holding them accountable for it.
Gloria, the thing is another way to solve that would be for people not to buy pets but get them from the shelter because they're already spayed and neutered in most cases, right?
Absolutely. Those animals are already fully vetted and they have been spayed and neutered. Many times they've already had their rabies vaccination and they've been microchipped as well. So you have a litany of services that are already in place.
They test them for temperament. Yes. They see if they're good with other pets and animals and kids. Yeah, it's all, you're good to go. So don't buy your pets. Adopt. Gloria Dorsey is with the Atlanta Humane Society, and we spoke with Jessica Rock from the Animal Law Source. We're talking about the epidemic that is pet homelessness in Georgia and what we might do to fix it. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thank you, Celeste.